Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which you can find on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the opportunity to speak with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hello to Sharon. Hey, Sharon, how's it going?
Hi, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you as a guest today, and looking forward to hearing parts of your story.
Yeah.
So to get us started, could you formally introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
Yeah. So I'm Sharon. I'm originally from Chicago, and I'm in Pittsburgh now, though. I've been here for about a year, and I am a business writer. I do a lot of blogging, social media updates, things like that. I am a freelancer, and I've worked with tons of companies and tons of different industries. And then I am also a speaker. I speak about improving communication and marketing through being more vulnerable, as well as being more empathetic. And I've been doing writing professionally for over 12 years. And I've been speaking for about, well, full-time-ish for about a year now. So I keep extremely busy with two incredibly time-consuming things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It sounds like that. How in the world did you get involved in a profession that's got you speaking with stuttering?
Yeah. Well, this is actually kind of a funny story. I had come to a point where stuttering had such a big control, like, over my life, that I was terrified to, you know, talk to people. As a freelancer, you know, I would have to go to different events and, you know, talk to people, introduce myself, and convince them to, you know, hire me to, you know, do work for them. And so I decided that, you know, I had to face the fear I had of talking, and I am a completely insane person, because how I face fears is by, like, tackling them in a very head first way. So I was terrified of talking to people, and I decided that I should pursue public speaking about stuttering. So that's how that got started.
So you actually, when you speak, you actually speak about stuttering?
Yes. I feel like I have to, because it's such a big part of just who I am as a person, and it's a big part of the reason why I, you know, became a writer. So it's yeah, like I feel like I pretty much have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long have you stuttered?
My parents told me that I began to stutter when I was around 3 years old. And so pretty much for as long as I can remember, I've stuttered. So.
Mm-hmm. And have you always like been like you are now, like embracing it, talking about it, being open with it?
No. I try to, you know, hide it pretty much any way that I could. I was pretty bad at hiding it, though. yeah, so I would change words. You know, I would take deep breaths. I would do the ums and ahs and thes and yeah, I try to avoid it, and I, you know, hated talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So what made you switch? I mean, was there like some type of a moment that you had where you just decided I'm not going to hide anymore?
Well, what happened was that, you know, I had been freelancing since 2008, and around like 2014-ish, you know, I figured out that, like, you know, stuttering was really holding me back and holding my business out, right? So, you know, I knew that the only way for me to kind of tackle this fear and to overcome stuttering was to just try to not be as afraid of it. And so that's why I began to speak, and that's all that all came about.
Mm-hmm. So that was just pretty recently.
Yeah. I've been, the first time I spoke, it was actually February of 2014. Yeah. And I gave, 5 talks in 2014. And then in 2015 is when I just pursued it more full time. So, yeah.
So I'm curious, what was that first talk like?
Terrifying. So the first talk I gave was to a fluency seminar at Northwestern. And I got hooked up with them through my speech therapist at the time. And so the talk I gave to them was just about my experiences as a stutterer and how they affected me, like personally and emotionally, right? And so, yeah, so the talk I gave was about half an hour long. And then they asked me questions for about an hour after that. So, wow. Yeah, so it was a very eye-opening experience for me.
Mm-hmm. But you said that that was to a fluency, it was a fluency group. So were these like, speech language pathologists?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They were in their, graduate program.
Okay. All right. So. All right. So they must've been a pretty friendly audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the reason why I picked them is because, you know, they weren't going to, like, you know, throw tomatoes at me or something. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, like it just felt more comfortable to talk to students who had an interest than to just a group of complete strangers who were like, whoa, wait, is she stuttering? Wait, what? You know? So yeah.
So how did you make the leap to that next audience where they were strangers who weren't fluency based? And how did that go?
So the first talk I gave, that was, you know, like a non-stuttering, paced, community. It was at an event, in Chicago, and, the talk was supposed to be 5 minutes, and you had to have 20 slides, and all of the slides automatically changed every 20 seconds.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 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 So I hit that and it went pretty well, actually. Okay, so after the event was over, there was a guy there who organized a tech conference, and he invited me to actually come and speak at his conference. And so that's kind of how things picked up, I should say.
Wow. So that talk that you did where the slides automatically advanced every 20 seconds, did you stay on track with that, just out of curiosity?
I mean, so I had blank slides in there and duplicates. So, I mean, the talk was supposed to be 5 minutes, and it ended up being like 6 minutes and, you know, 20 seconds or something. But they were definitely very patient and completely understanding as to why I probably had to have like a little bit more time and and have slides in there that were duplicates and blanks. So could I stay on track? Well, sure, kind of.
Well, that's really a smart way to handle that, because what was going through my head was, oh my God, 20 seconds, I would never be able to cover a slide in just 20 seconds. And I was just wondered how you kept pace with that, but that's a brilliant way to do it.
Yeah.
So I take it nobody threw tomatoes.
Nobody threw tomatoes. People were pretty fascinated by just the whole idea of it. And when I spoke at a North Western, one of the students there said that, you know, I was a really good speaker, and that I should consider being an advocate for stuttering. And that just kind of blew my mind, because I never viewed myself as a person who was a good speaker because of stuttering. And so, I mean, honestly, like, I thought she was just like being nice. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's really sweet of you to say. And no, that's absolutely never going to happen. And then after I gave the Ignite talk, is when I was like, oh, wow, I kind of am decent at this. And okay, sure. You know, it's, it's a very, it's very strange.
It sounds really cool, though. It just sounds like you're having the unique opportunity to bring several parts of your world together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I never thought that I would use speaking as a way to build a business. And so the fact that I'm doing it now, and I am bringing all of the different worlds together, is extremely surprising, and it's just a lot of fun to do. So I'm pretty happy with how everything has kind of worked itself out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw one of your talks. I saw one of your videos online, where you talked about how stuttering has helped you in marketing.
Yeah.
How has it helped you in marketing?
So, I believe that marketing at its core is an act of great empathy, right? Because so a lot of companies kind of create content based on the things that, you know, they think are most important, right? So they talk about all of the things that they've done well. They talk about their accomplishments. They talk about their quote unquote wins, right? And they should be focusing on, you know, talking to the people who are the most interested in purchasing their product or service, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? By creating content tailored specifically towards them. And so that's how that talk kind of came about. And so in that talk, I talk about how being vulnerable and being being open is going to help you a lot more than it's going to hurt you. Mm. And then I bring up different examples of that. And then I bring it back to just vulnerability in my own life with stuttering.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm just so impressed with what you're doing.
Thank you.
and how you're pulling these together. And I certainly agree with the person that came up to you and said perhaps you should be an advocate for people who stutter. Because what you just said, you know, being vulnerable and open can only help you. And you were saying it in regards to marketing, but being vulnerable and open helps us as people who stutter too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it just allows us to be our true self and be mm-hmm. authentic and not have to worry about hiding, which was something that I did for many years also. Because you just because the fear is so great. So being vulnerable and open, I think, just opens up your world.
It's so true.
Another one of your themes, if you will, that I saw in another talk that you did was effective communication.
Yes.
What's your take on that?
So, a lot of people approach conversations from a very self-centered place, right? Like, I have this thought and I want to tell, you know, a person this idea that I have, right? And so here are the words that I would like to use. Here's how I want the person I tell to feel, and here's how I want the conversation to go, right? And so I believe that conversations should be about the other person, right? Like, just hearing what they have to say and how they feel and what they think. And I believe that because it actually helps the other person feel a lot more important to you and connected to you, right? As a result, the other person is going to be just inherently a lot more interested in the things that you have to say. And so, just by focusing on the other person is going to focus a lot harder on you.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like active listening.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But it also sounds a little bit deeper than that, like almost like listening with intent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. because you're going to use what you've learned through listening intently to make that other person feel valued. And that's what's going to like enrich the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I actually came up with that talk because stuttering had kind of forced me to stop talking for I don't know, probably 5 years or so. And I did that, based off of fear. And so instead of having conversations about me, I just continued to, ask people questions about themselves, and just by doing that, people really wanted to be around me. Mm-hmm. And so that was just a very good learning experience.
It sounds it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody react negatively to your stuttering?
Of course. I mean, it's like the whole going to Starbucks and trying to say your name and having the barista kind of chuckle, right? I mean, that has happened tons of times, and it still happens now. I mean, yeah, like I'm trying to think, like being a kid who is different, I got teased about it sometimes. I mean, I've had a pretty, average stuttering experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like mine, being picked on and teased. And I was never really like bullied, but I certainly was, teased a lot. And I still get it too, as an adult, from adults, which sometimes just really blows my mind away. Like, come on, people, this is 2016. I mean, how are you, how can this still happen? But it's the misinformation, I think, that's out there about stuttering. And also the fact that most people don't run into people that stutter that often, because there's only there's so few of us. So I think that, you know, in some degrees, in some respects, we have a responsibility sometimes to educate people that don't stutter about stuttering. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would say almost all of the people who laugh at you are just uncomfortable, and they don't understand how to deal with the situation, so they laugh. I mean, I do that same thing pretty much every single time I'm nervous, right? So in terms of educating people, I mean, well, okay, the main thing that I have learned through speaking is that talking about stuttering just makes everyone involved a lot more comfortable, right? I feel a lot more comfortable because everyone, you know, knows my biggest secret, right? Mm. And then everybody else feels a lot more comfortable because now they feel that they can just talk to me, you know, and ask questions about stuttering. So yeah, I mean, talking about stuttering is a lot easier than not talking about it. In my experience.
Yeah, I agree with you. Leaving the elephant in the room and just letting the elephant dance around.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and never deal with it. You're right. It's more awkward. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Do you have a chance to interact with other people who stutter?
Yes, I do. I go to the NSA conference. This will be my 3rd year going, and my partner is a stutterer, and I met, you know, him there 2 years ago. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I interact with another stutterer pretty much every day. Yeah.
So you go into Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah, that'll be my third year going.
Oh, great. So great.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll get to meet in person.
Yeah. Did you go to any of the conferences before this, or is this going to be your first one?
No, this will be my 11th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I still find them really exciting. And I'm very, right now, I'm very active in the first timers welcome and orientation. And so I'll be helping with the first timers orientation workshop and the first timers welcome luncheon. So I'm excited about that. And I'm doing two workshops.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? Are you doing a workshop?
Actually, no, I'm not doing one, because
you should.
I know. So I just don't know, what I would talk about. And I know that sounds like totally insane because I spend, you know, half of my life at, conferences, but I just don't know what I would say. So I am not going to do a workshop.
Well, yeah. I think, and to kind of start to wind down, I was fascinated with one of your talks about patience in a fast paced world.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
So that was the talk that was timed and had the slides changing.
Okay.
Automatically. And so that was actually the first talk I gave to a crowd that's not, you know, infested in stuttering. And so that's how that, you know, whole thing came about. I was trying to think of a topic that I could talk about intelligently, and that was the thing that came to mind, was that, you know, people have to be patient when they are, you know, talking to me, because it's probably going to take me a hit longer to say things. Yeah.
And do you think, generally speaking, that the world is not very patient?
Honestly, I feel like that I am a lot more impatient than the people who are listening to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, people have to calm down and slow down and pay attention when I'm talking about things, and as I'm talking about things and struggling to get, you know, things out, I'm like, man, just say it, just talk, right? And so, yeah, like, people have been just incredibly patient, and I am incredibly not. So,
well, Sharon, thank you so much for sharing parts of your story. I just feel like we could go on and on, like we've just barely scratched the surface. But I'm so happy that you came on the show and showed us that people who stutter can be extremely effective communicators, as you are.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking to me. The main thing that I would like to get across to, you know, stutterers is that, you know, I struggle with it too, right? Like, I just gave a talk on Friday and it was pretty much like pulling teeth. I mean, yeah, like it's incredibly challenging for me. And I just want, you know, people to see that I'm not any more courageous. I'm just willing to try and willing to fail in front of occasionally hundreds of people. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And again, thank you so much for being a guest.
Well, thank you for talking to me today. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.